In this month of January, we've seen that there are several feasts where there are two saints that have really nothing to do with each other except the fact that they were Catholics and they were martyrs. And today is one of those days. Today we have the feast of the great Spanish deacon, St. Vincent of Zaragoza, who is the cousin of St. Lawrence and of St. Anastasius, a monk from Persia. Has nothing to do with St. Vincent. But St. Vincent has to do with his cousin, St. Lawrence, and with many of the things which we honor and esteem in our Holy Catholic faith. When Pope Sixtus was being taken prisoner with all the other deacons, now St. Lawrence had been sent on an errand by him, and he was not caught, but he saw him coming back, and the Holy Father told him, "Save the treasures of the Church." Now, many people think that they're talking about money. The Church was not very rich. This was in the less at the end of the 3rd century, the beginning of the 4th century. And so it had nothing to do with money. It was the relics. And in fact, one of the greatest relics that we have is as a result of this collaboration between St. Lawrence and his cousin St. Vincent, who was visiting Rome, the tombs of the apostles. So St. Vincent was given by St. Lawrence all the treasures, among them the Holy Grail, the chalice of our Lord Jesus Christ, which rests today in a beautiful chapel in the Cathedral of Valencia, and of course many other things besides. And they were dispersed among the monasteries in Spain, most of which were in the mountains, hidden away from the Romans. However, the governor of Spain, Dacian, heard about the preaching and teaching of St. Vincent. Now his bishop, Valerian, was impeded to speak. Maybe he had a stroke. So he commanded St. Vincent to do the preaching for him. And so he was one who was going to be caught. St. Valerian was sent into exile, and St. Vincent was tortured horribly with all kinds of things, including being put on the grill like his cousin. And while he was there, they took hooks and slit his sides, and finally he died. And this was in the year 304, before the freedom that was brought about by St. Constantine the Great in 313. The other saint is from many centuries later. He died, in fact, in 628. And he was a monk from Persia, St. Anastasius. And he was the first to die, but he died with a humongous group of Christians. I think it was about 600 who were killed by the emperor of Persia, Chosroes. And so we have the witness here of two great Catholics, of two great clerics of the Church who died for the sake of the faith and adherence to that faith of Christ and to Christ. And so we give thanks today to God for St. Vincent of Zaragoza and for Anastasius of Persia. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.